Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Islam I be, Islam I be. Allah my Lord, Allah my Lord. His word Quran, His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet, Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon, praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
Well, I'm innocent compared to many.
So am I.
Is there anyone who could claim that I'm innocent compared to many?
Everyone does. I mean, it's a human instinct. No one thinks they are bad.
When you're a kid, you used to say that in order to tell your parents how good of a children you are.
No, even now. It's just, like I said, this is a human nature. No one thinks that they're bad. I mean, even bad people think they are innocent. Mm. It's just, that's how we're in tune, because we're in tune.
So we all are innocent.
In our own minds? Yes, we are. Doesn't mean that we are, though, in reality. So, I mean, I think I'm better than everybody, and everyone thinks they are better than everyone else. It's just the way our minds works.
So, now that you think you're innocent, tell me, what does innocent mean? And I would tell you my idea of innocence.
I don't know. I mean, everyone have their own definition of innocence, but at least from my perspective.
How would you call it?
There are two dimensions to it, but I will just share one. I mean, innocence is when, in my opinion, is that when your heart is so pure that you have nothing, like nothing against anyone else. Like you don't want to harm them. You don't do anything wrong by them. And even when they do things bad to you, you just overlook it. I mean, that's my definition of innocence. Like, I mean, you have that pure heart that you just don't do harm to anyone.
Yes, that is a part of innocence.
Yeah,
having a pure heart. I would say that innocence is synonymous with being inexperienced.
No, actually, we call that gullible. That's not innocence. That's a different story.
Yes, it could be.
No. A person is innocent. It's not a person. So we call that...
The less you
like
know.
You know how neuron they call them like plain?
Yes.
So I think each culture that I've been through, they have a word for those people who are... They're not innocents, but they are in a way where they are just like the vegetables, like, you know, like they don't have much information.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But that's not innocence.
Why? Why? It's also a part of innocence.
I mean, they might have innocence in them.
Yes.
But they're just people who are, at least to say the least, not educated. They're just simple people.
See, if I'm not innocent or plain, as you call it, or inexperienced, as they call it, then I would have learned many things in my life. In order to deceive people, in order to do different sort of things.
No, see, even like I say, we say everyone needs to be innocent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Innocent in the sense that they're keeping themselves clean. Like when it comes to Allah, obviously, they need to stay away from sin. So they're innocent from that side. Because because when we say innocent, it's the opposite of crime, right?
Yes.
So when you're either innocent or you either committed a crime, you're a criminal. So, correct? So when I'm not committing a crime, they say to me what? You're innocent.
That's a very general classification of the world.
Well, that's the idea. So when you're innocent...
No, it has changed by time. Now, innocence is, I guess, in front of innocence, we could put, as I told you, experience. We have songs of innocence, so songs of experience.
I mean, you could either have experienced people or inexperienced people.
No.
I mean, you can't.
No, even in poetry we have that. We call that songs of innocence, which is the time that you do not know anything. You are, as you put it, very clean. There's nothing
so one day, this child is innocent. Do they mean that he's not experienced, or do they mean that he hasn't committed a crime? He hasn't done anything wrong by people.
He's a clean book
or he's a clean slate, as we say.
Okay, it's a clean slate, but it does not stand in front of crime. Innocent.
Yeah, so with experience, he gets to learn to become a person of deviation and causes havoc and hurts and harms people.
Leads into crime.
Yeah, so obviously experience will lead him to commit crimes that takes away his innocence. But some people, they are experienced, they are learned, they are... You know, old men and women, but they're still innocent. Innocent in the sense that they have no hatred. They have, you know, no harm. They have nothing against other people. Mm-hmm. And when you sit with them, and I've seen a lot of people, when you sit with them, you could feel the innocence in them. That you could feel exactly. their fitrah and their heart are just pure, that you can actually
it's
sense
so
it.
It's so tangible in them.
Yeah. So and not you can't say these people are inexperienced. Like they could, you know, I've seen people who are reached the stage of maraja, and you sit next to them and you feel this aroma and this essence to their innocence. You know what I mean?
Yes,
because they haven't done anything wrong. This is at least for my own. This is how I define innocence. Sometimes we call people naive.
Naive, yes.
Right? It's like we say, you're so naive. It's like you just don't want to accept reality. You're just seeing things in a different perspective. Look, maybe that person is not naive. He's just innocent. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, they say to me, sister asthma is really bad. You have no idea what she's... I'm like, I don't care. To me, she's good. That's what matters.
Uh-huh.
So people say to me, you're very naive.
Another point.
You're very naive. And I'm like, no, I'm trying to preserve my innocence when it comes to looking at people.
So
I don't want to corrupt
it. People might look naive.
Innocent people might look naive?
Mm-hmm.
In a way, yeah. To others, yes.
Yes.
See, I get called naive many other times, a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
And when they call me naive, I accept it. But in my opinion, I'm like, no, I'm not naive. I just rather not have these thoughts in my mind.
You're just playing innocent.
Yeah, I don't have these thoughts in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes like, oh, no, this is how it is. This is. I'm like, I don't care.
Yes.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm. What happens to human beings through the ages that they would turn their innocence, which remind us of our childhood, into a sort of experienced people who know many things and who are changed, and there are different curtains in their hearts, and you cannot see beyond their eyes. But through age, I guess, as we grow older, this innocence might fade away as we grow older and we get more experienced.
Yeah, obviously, the more you learn, the more you go through life. I mean, the more this, it's just the fitrah, the innate that we have gets polluted.
So I guess inevitably, after you grow older, innocence would fade away, believe it or not.
Well, I mean, it depends. If you don't maintain it, it will fade away. Definitely. You know, the hadith that says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he used to love sitting with children. He says, I love sitting with because they are innocent. In the sense that they haven't committed any crime, or any sin towards God, and they're just pure, and he would like to spend a lot of time with them. As we get older, obviously, because we go through life and stuff, we accumulate a lot of that dust on our hearts, and it kind of takes our innocence. But a lot of people maintain it and keep it. But
it's very difficult.
Well, no one said it's
easy.
You
know, that dust, you talk about it, it's very difficult.
No one said it's easy.
Yes.
But it's doable. It's achievable.
It's going to be a drudgery.
Yeah, even the Quran says, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. So you need to come to God with this immaculate heart, meaning that it's innocent, it hasn't done anything wrong. I mean, especially in our modern day, where this whole world became a village, it's extremely hard. Back in the day, it would be a lot easier because you would live in your own village and you don't know what's happening even to your next door neighbor. Now I know what happened to my friend or my relatives who are continents away.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's very hard in our day, but it's doable. We can maintain this innocence. Or at least we could work on it. You know, even if someone, lost their innocence, they could go back and, I don't know, try to clean it or cleanse it. It's possible.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So, speaking of innocence, we are talking of innocence, which we learned that maybe innocent people might look naive, but actually they are working on themselves and they're maintaining the innocence they had in their childhood.
But they're also, there are naive people though.
They're naive. Yes, I told you that was what I was telling you at the very beginning.
They are innocent and they are naive people because they are just truly dumb and stupid.
That was what I told you, being unexperienced.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that out loud so people don't think that I look at everyone naive person as an innocent person. No, because sometimes we have just stupid people.
Yes.
They accept reality, but we call them naive. But there are naive people who, you know, innocent, but sometimes we falsely accuse them of being naive.
Yes, the difference is understandable, you know. When you see that, you can get which one is true. Is it naivety or is it innocence?
I mean, I can't tell, but they can, like the people themselves. I mean, when I call you naive, you could just try to maintain your innocence, but I'm looking at you as a naive person who's at least not experienced or not intellectual, not smart.
Just imagine if there was a world in which we couldn't judge our fellows as criminals or as innocent people. Would that be possible to live in a world, to live in a situation where you're not judging people for being innocent or for being criminal?
I think it's impossible because human beings in their nature, we are very judgmental.
Exactly,
because we need that kind of judgment.
But just imagine it's a movie and then you have this ability in order to ignore people's bad habits or the criminal side of them or the innocence. I mean,
If you could ignore it?
Yes. You could ignore just he is criminal or he is innocent.
I mean, is that like one person or everybody?
Everybody. We don't care about each other's being criminal. I mean,
if you don't get to judge
people, would it be a good thing?
It would be a good thing that if no one else, I mean, to a certain extent is good, to a certain extent is bad because it will collide with a lot of things. Now, the first thing that comes to my mind is that Amr al-Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar, right? Mm-hmm. When I see committing a crime or doing something like haram, I could say, well, it's not my problem. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to ignore it and walk away. Mm-hmm. But then what happens to my role of trying to come and do Amr Ma'ruf and Nahy Munkar? I can't let anyone go with a crime. I have to come and say, well, what you're doing is wrong and needs to stop.
But maybe also in another
dimension.
Yes. That criminal person, if we consider him as innocent, then he might change into an innocent person.
You consider him as innocent, but does he see himself as you, what you consider him? Like, for example, when I look at you now, I say, well, she's innocent. Are you feeling it?
No, you
are you feeling me calling you innocent?
As a imagine you're the boss and I'm coming to you. I'm a criminal and then you don't know that. If you give me the opportunity to put myself in a situation in which I am totally occupied by different sort of jobs, then maybe that idea of crime would get away from my head.
It could possibly, I mean, it's a 50-50. If you know, in the example, if I was at work and you were the boss and I'm doing a crime and I saw that you're turning a blind eye, I said, you know what? I'm just going to let it go. I'm just going to maintain my innocence.
But I think the world does not give the criminals any chance.
No, so that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying if you do that, the criminal might say, well, you know what? She's being really nice. She did not do anything, and she looked at me as innocent. She tried to pretend that I did not do what I did. Let me change. That's possible. On the other hand, it's like, oh, she didn't do anything. Let me do the second thing. So it could also lead
to it could go bad. Yes, as you said, it's a 50-50 situation.
Imam Ali Islam says, if it comes to a time where the majority of people are corrupted, then have doubts. When the majority of people are good, then don't have doubts. Like, don't doubt people.
How do we know the majority of people
are? I mean, to assume that everyone is innocent would be the
wrong
thing to do.
But, you know, I always say that human nature is in a way that we cannot give a rule about them. We could not say that, okay, it's bad or it's good. It's always in a situation of moderate so that you don't understand which one is the majority.
We based on what we have, we can give a general rule, but we don't apply it to everyone. When I deal with individuals, it's a different story. I can't look at you and say, well, you're corrupted. Why? The society we live in is corrupted. No. I mean, there are specifics. There are people, when you know, the ones I deal with, the ones that I know, at least I give them the benefit of the doubt.
We talked about some very useful issues. Thank you for joining us, dear listeners. We were talking about innocence and criminals. Then we talked about criminals as well. So again, thank you for listening. This was Youth Station, IRB English Radio. I was very happy to be with you. Until another session, I bid you farewell.